Brazil's Congress is considering impeaching the president, Dilma Rousseff, and polls show most Brazilians in favor. That administration is mired in a corruption scandal, though for many Brazilians, that is not the source of their discontent. What they're thinking of is the economy and lost jobs. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro traveled to a region of Brazil where people usually support the president.
3 years ago, the port of Suape outside the northern Brazilian city of Recife was an example of Brazil's booming economy. In fact, my colleague Melissa Bloch profiled it as an example of Brazil's prosperity. And she began her report in a helicopter flying over the vast complex.
We fly low over the Suape shipyard, the largest in the southern hemisphere. Up ahead looms an oil refinery for Brazil's state oil company, Petrobras.
That was NPR's Melissa Bloch in 2013. Today on the ground, the view is very different. That big Petrobras refinery still operates, but it's had big layoffs.
I'm walking up to the gates of this massive oil refinery, and it's partially shuttered. You know, weeds are growing on the side of the pavement, and it's pretty emblematic of what's happened here. Last year, this state in the northeast, Pernambuco, lost 89,500 jobs.
Jorge Leonel do Nascimento is one of the men who suddenly became unemployed. He's a stocky man with calloused hands. He worked at Suape during the boom years, and he says he thought they would never end. He bought a car. He's speaking here through an interpreter.
Realizado.
I felt like I had achieved something.
Era bom para todos.
In 2011, it was good for everyone.
Comprava móveis.
People were buying properties.
Tinha esperança.
There was hope.
I ask him who he credited for that.
Dilma Rousseff.
He says he voted for President Rousseff in the last two elections, and before that for her predecessor, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, known as Lula here. Nascimento says the PT, or Workers' Party, were the only ones who tried to change things in the poor, blacker regions of the country. They started a program giving money and food to poor families that in the drought-stricken north literally saved some from starvation.
Antes, nós éramos abandonados.
Before we were abandoned.
Por outro partido.
By other parties.
A partir do momento que o PT...
When the PT came to the presidency, we became secure.
Or so he thought. When he was fired in 2015, he truly believed he'd find something quick. But it's been over a year, and he's been doing odd jobs to make ends meet. Brazil's economy is in the worst recession in generations. All those social programs started by the PT are now being scaled back. A few miles down the road from Suape, you can see the effect of what's happened.
I'm walking into one of the appliance stores here. There are refrigerators for sale and televisions and ovens.
Adriana Gomez, the general manager, though, tells me no one's buying anymore. She says the economic crisis has devastated commerce here, and that has had an enormous political effect. This region got President Dilma Rousseff re-elected. According to the polling company Datafolha, in 2013, her approval rating in the Northeast was at 68%. This past February, it plunged to 16%. Some people argue that the massive corruption scandal involving the state oil company that's plaguing the government is the reason people want Rousseff out. Thiago Daragão is a political analyst with Arco Consulting, and we spoke to him via Skype. He says the political turmoil leading to the current attempt to impeach Rousseff has one main cause, and it's not corruption.
The economy.
Brazil's economy, it contracted 3.8% last year. Prices are going up by 10% a month in some things. He says it's hard to politically survive this kind of economic catastrophe.
We have a society in which corruption is highly acceptable as long as the economy flows in a positive manner.
The unemployed port worker, Jorge Leonel do Nascimento, says he's now given up on politics.
Eu me sinto enganado.
I feel like I was fooled.
Lula e Dilma.
By Lula and Dilma.
That car he bought in the boom years, he's selling it now in order to survive. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.